Today's reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Socah in Judah. They pitched camp at Ephes Damim between Socah and Azekah. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armour of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs he wore bronze greaves and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subject and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man, and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Hallelujah.
Our reading this morning is, our gospel reading this morning is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray, shall we?
This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. I'm lost with
Yes, Lord, we are lost without you. Amen. Calming English tone. We know those passages we read. And I was myself wondering, they know that. And what am I going to speak? What am I going to tell them? But the Holy Spirit said, go and tell them what I'm going to put to your mouth. And our theme today is relying on God's power. In the first reading, we saw Goliath threatening the son of Israel, threatening them, asking them to choose a man among them who is going to fight with him. He has got a bronze sword, but when we read the story until the end, we'll see that God chose a little shepherd who were looking after his father's sheep, and it was the one who destroyed Goliath. In the second reading, we see the disciples and the bold are struggling, battling with the stones in the sea. In our life, not only the bold are struggling or are under the threat of the storm, but imagine that you are driving and there is a hard, strong storm. You are at risk to be blown by the storm, or you park your car at the seashore. It's at risk just to be blown by the storm. And throughout the Bible, there are a lot of storms. When we read in Jonah chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, we see that God sent Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach the good news. As we sung, I was singing here, we have the gospel to preach. God is sending Jonah, go and preach them and let them come back to me. But Jonah ran away from God's command, and we know that the wind, the storm starts blowing, and those who were there were afraid. They start calling upon their God. Which God? Their small God, not the Creator, because they didn't know him. And they have to throw Jonah into the sea, so the storm is going to come. When we read the history of Israelites, when they were crossing the Red Sea, Exodus chapter 14, you may check that, verses 21 to 22, God blew the storm just to divide the water so they can pass freely to go to the promised land. And you see that God rules the raging power of the storm. At the beginning, there was nothing, only water, the Spirit of God walking above the water. But he said, "Man, they separate water and the ground by his power." He made the earth. And that power he made is living among us in Jesus Christ. And Jesus is not the running Jonah from God's command, but is doing what God wants him to do. God sent him just to save his people, to bring back his people at home. He's not running. And we had in the second reading, they are there, battling. A storm is shaking the boat. They are in the middle of the sea. The storm is shaking the boat. But Jesus was really in full. He said that, father is there. He's confident. And he went there to sleep on the pillow. While this happened, he are crying, God, we are dying. And even accusing him of not caring of them. Why don't you care? We are dying. Where are you? Why should they say, asking this question? Why don't you have faith? And they rebuke the storm, calm the storm. This is the same way those storms are many in our life, brothers and sisters. Today we are threatened by a lot of storms in our life. But who can we trust? What can we trust? We have to trust the word of God. If we trust the word of God, we won't be deceived, because the word of God never fails. What he said is what is going to happen. And our faith in his word is tested by the storm in our life. The sea represents the dark force of evil who's trying to destroy God's good creation, who's trying to destroy God's people, who's trying to destroy God's purposes. But he is there. God himself there is in control. Those storm, we see them in the church. Brothers and sisters, nowadays, with this globalization, with people having their material, terrestrial material, they say, who is God? What am I going to look for in church? When we are coming here to church, there are people, yeah, going to their business, they say, we don't need God in our life, because what we have got is enough. I've got my riches, that's it. The church, our mother, is struggling. His son are leaving the church. The church is in the middle of the sea, struggling. But what should we do in those struggle? We have to lift up our eyes and call upon Jesus Christ. We have not like those sailor who was calling upon their small gods, but we have got a big seller, the one who controls everything, the power even the nature, Jesus Christ, that we have to call. Those storms are many in our lives. When we say you are feeling yourself isolated, storm of isolation. But, for instance, a northern woman living alone in the house, he never received a call, he never received a letter from his friends, he's there isolated, he's wondering, have I been abandoned by those I love? But let me give you an example. Look at the mountain, the far west mountain, the isolation of the mountain. Think. Look, where is the mountain? And look, very far. No one is attending that mountain. Only there is a small breeze, wind blowing at the top of mountain, and is singing there. There are trees. Are you isolated like that mountain? Look at the isolation of the sea. The great sea alone there. There are no ships. There are no sailors. But he stood there. He's happy because he knows that there is someone who's looking after it. Lord our God. Look at the isolation of desert. The sun shining. There is no water. Alone the wind blowing on the top of that. Look at the image of isolation. But you think in yourself that I'm isolated. The storm of isolation in our life. You are feeling pain. In the care home, homeless home, there was an old man. In front of his piano, he can use only one eye. He can't use the other one. And he had been playing the piano with one finger. This amazing song. What has he been playing? When we see in our hymn book, the song 811. You have been seeing. Who have seen that? Seeing 811. Have you seen that? Who can sing for us, please? Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. That old man playing a piano himself, but he's playing, what a friend we have in Jesus. Because he put in his head, his mind that I'm not alone, but there is someone looking after me. In all struggle of your life, brother and sister, don't think that you are alone. He is there. Don't think that he's sleeping. Don't think that he doesn't care about all your problems, your storm. He is there. Many kind of storm. Imagine. Sorry about that. To lose someone you love in your life. You've been there. Or life with him, sleeping in the same bed. You wake up tomorrow, you're going to find yourself in the bed. Instead of having 2 cups of tea, you have got only 1 cup of tea. Where's gone the other? You're struggling, asking yourself, Lord, why this happened to me? Why should I suffer like this? But he's telling you today, you are not alone. He is with you. Brothers and sisters, through all storms of our life, through all problems we encounter, sickness, poverty, battle in your family, between husband and wife, between parents and children, unbelief, doubt in the word of God, we have to call upon Jesus Christ. He's not far away. He's with us. He's working with us. But the question is asking us, why don't you have faith? Why don't you believe in his word? He told you that I will be with you at the end of years. I will always work with you. I will always be with you. Why do you feel lonely? Brother and sister, take courage. Jesus is with us. Among all our struggle, the struggle of our life. Even if our enemy stands there to fight, to threaten us, but lift your eyes at the cross and call upon him, he's always with us. I like this song when I sing, in the heavenly army we enter the land, the battle belongs to the Lord. Yeah, there are missing words there. When they say the battle belongs to the Lord, and we have to add, victory and power belong to the Lord. Amen. because he's there. Let's have complete trust in his word. You won't fail us. Amen.